this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. And our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition here on Republic Broadcasting Network of the New Concord Hour. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and today's date is June 19th, 2023. We are live broadcasting around the world, and we are going to have quite a bit of the lineup for the next hour. Now, we will be taking a break at the very bottom of the hour, and I've got Julia standing nearby, and we'll be putting up, for those of you that emailed me the other day, that you'd like to know what that phone number is to Jeffrey Bennett. He is one of the broadcasters here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and he's on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And so at the bottom of the hour, we'll do his ad. You make sure you do it. I've always been asking for 28 years now. Always have a pen and paper or pencil and paper nearby so you can write down any websites or any pertinent information that you may think that you need. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait and come back all over and listen to the whole show from the beginning again, which is not a bad idea, because if you're anything like myself and the rest of us human beings out there that are non-perfect, when you listen to something the first time, most of it will be retained, but every once in a while, certain things will get by, or you'll think later, wait a minute, I remember Maggie Rose saying this and this, and I really didn't listen closely enough to it, but now I realize where she was going with this, and I don't remember where she told me to go. Because what I'm asking you to do, folks, and this is very serious, do not take me at my word and just believe that everything I tell you is the gospel truth, okay? Because the only way that you're going to feel like you understand is if you've researched it yourself. For something to really resonate with you, you need to really, really look into it yourself. Don't sit there and expect us to do all the work. As Jeffrey has been saying for 28 years, and I've known him about 28 years, we started on Republic Radio International with a guy by the name of Mark and John Stattmiller at that time. He was there also. But what we used to tell people is you need to look into these things yourself. And one of the things that Jeffrey has said time and again, this is not a show. I am not taking 2 hours or more out of my week to entertain you. I do hours and hours of reading and research and talking to people on the phone and interviewing people, trying to bring you the most current, updated, and accurate information as I possibly can. Unlike MSNBC or CNN and some of the others out there, whether they're ABC, NBC, or CBS, They're there to get ratings so they can sell their ads that they shove down your throat, especially all those ads that are coming out of the big corporate bodies of the pharmaceuticals trying to push medications and drugs on you over the TV. So as Jeffrey Bennett has said time and again, we are not here to entertain. Let's not call it a show. So that's why we're going to call this the Concord Hour. For a period of many years, I was doing 2 hours, two and three times a week. That was about 6 hours a week I was doing. Sometimes I would do more. There was a couple times that I did what my friend Jerbear does, and he's on another network. He does on a regular basis on weekends. He does like half the night on Saturday, half the night on Sunday. I can't do that. I've done it a couple times. But I myself am again, like I said, I'm not perfect. And I've been having some health issues that I'm trying to address right now. And I think we've pretty much got it handled. And I know that a lot of my issues are due to stress and things that I want to do that I'm not doing. And that adds additional stress. Because we all don't live forever. I want to spend more time with my grandsons. I have two handsome, good-looking grandsons sitting on my couch right now. One of them, he's going into the sixth grade, and he's really excellent with reading. He's reading more like on an eighth grade level. And his little brother, who's going into the first grade, and both of them know that Grandma wants to spend more time out and about with them. In fact, we've been talking about going to a place that's up in Oregon called the Enchanted Forest. And I've never been there. They've never been there. And so we're planning to do that in the near future. We also have some trips planned to go camping and go to the ocean as well. And one of the things I just love to go to whenever I go up into Oregon, to Northern Oregon, is I love to go to the aquarium. I've only been there one time. And I'm really thinking about taking my grandsons there. So for those of you that are living in Washington State or Oregon or California or Idaho, and you come out to the West Coast, these are places you might want to go to the sea lion caves. You might want to go to the aquarium, which is up north of Florence. Go to the Enchanted Forest. You know, start spending more time with your family. And know that when I'm doing this hour on Monday and this hour on Fridays, and when Jeffrey Bennett is doing his 3 days a week, we're not here to entertain you like a show. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to motivate you. We're trying to inspire you to look behind the curtain. So important. What I used to do in the military, and the last 15 of the 35 years I was in the military, except the very last 5 years, I was actually 4.5 years I was active duty before I retired, and I just retired a few years ago. But during, let's say, the last 20 years, 4.5 of those 20 years were spent on active duty again in Title 10. But previous to that, I was an educator. I was an Army instructor. I taught military subjects. I taught medical subjects, mostly medical subjects, especially after I went to nursing school, graduated the nursing program, and then went back into an Army Reserve unit, came off active duty and went back into an Army Reserve unit, spent some time in the National Guard, and found that so many times I was learning more from the students than I think they were learning from me. And I know my mother taught college for 40 years, and she used to say the same thing, that sometimes she learned more from her students than she felt she was putting out to them. So my job has never changed. The first most important thing is the United States Constitution. We all took an oath to uphold the United States Constitution, and that does not expire until the day that we die. The second thing is whatever state we're living in is to uphold the Constitution of the state that we've adopted or the state that we've been born into. That's number two. Too many times politicians, even those calling themselves Republicans, and many of them are rhinos. They don't uphold the Constitution. When they see the almighty dollar and it behooves them financially to get more money from even sources that are getting donating to them illegally, they look the other way. We have a guy, I understand, up in Oregon that many people voted for. His name is David Brock Smith. And he betrayed the Republican Party. And still some Republicans, it's like they... they want to play along to get along. They feel he's better than nothing, so they voted for him. What a big mistake. He's been voting with the Democrats in Salem. He's been voting for boys being able to go into girls' bathrooms and condoms being put in the bathrooms of little girls, children's bathrooms, ages 10, 11, 12-year-old girls. This is ridiculous, okay? Too many Republicans up in Salem recently have decided, well, you know, we're gonna lose some, but we're gonna gain some ground, but we're gonna go ahead and compromise with the Democrats. My friend Chris Brumbles is right. There's no compromising with the Democrats, because these Democrats are not the Democrats of yesterday. These Democrats of today are the Marxists, the communists, and even the fascists. They're not the Democrats that I grew up under, what we call the Reagan Democrats or the John F. Kennedy Democrats. You know, Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, but he was just a good old Southern boy, but he really didn't have the ump behind him that we needed at that time he was in the White House. And too many times I've seen where people just do the lip speak. Like I did in the military. I'm here to educate, hopefully motivate you to be inspired to look for things yourself. Find those things that resonate with you and kind of keep them close to your heart. And know that what you believe today, you may not believe 5 or 6 years from now. Because of whatever your life experiences are, whatever people have crossed your path, whatever wisdom you gleaned in the next 7 years, may cause you to reevaluate whatever you think your values and your principles and your morals are. Now, hopefully your morals and your principles and your ethics and your values are strong and steadfast. And hopefully that in 7 years from now, they will become even stronger, not less. But the most important thing to remember is that we change. Every human being not only changes physically every 7 years, but we also change on an intercellular level. And in this Concord Hour that we're going to be doing in the months ahead, I'm going to be bringing in some spiritual lessons, some spiritual experiences that I and others have had. And just because you have not had the same experiences as I or others have had doesn't mean that you're less of a human being or mean that you know, you have done anything wrong. It means that we're all on different paths. We're all in different stages of development, both physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. For those of you that finally are coming to the realization that this is not our first rodeo, and we're finding out more and more out there that right now science can't really explain, but it shouldn't have to, then you need to know that some of the things that you hear, some of the things that you experience, doesn't mean that these things that are presenting themselves are, you know, something always nefarious or from something that's evil. I mean, we've all had experiences of one kind or another, either through the death of a loved one or something else has happened in our life. And you can't sit there and say, oh, well, that probably happened because he was possessed, or that was because of anything that you're seeing must be a fallen angel or must be something that Satan is conjuring up. No, I don't think so. I think there's both good and there's bad. There's both positive and negative. And I truly believe that God is wanting us to each on our own have free will to reach out and discover who we are in the being that we are becoming. For those of you that are the really diehard, what I call the Bible-thumping Christians, just understand that your belief systems are yours and they're personal. The way others feel may not be the same. That doesn't mean that they're wrong, and it doesn't mean that you're more right. It just means that everybody is going to approach things based on their experiences. Let them learn. Let them have their lessons in life. Don't sit there and judge and then try to take things out of the Bible saying, well, you know, the Bible says this, the Bible says that, which is basically taking the Bible things out of context. You don't want to do that. A lot of people want to believe that the Bible is literal in every sense. Now, as you know, it was very much a patriarchal society back then, and in many ways they're trying to keep that even today, especially with many of the globalists. They're using women to push their agendas. And what we need to also understand is that many of the things that were in the Bible was rewritten many times by man. And many of those men that wrote the books in the Bible would tell you, they didn't hear God's voice coming down and saying, you write this word for word, okay? I don't know if in those days there was the automatic writing that we know of today. You have to be very careful with automatic writing because you can end up bringing something in that you don't want to bring in. So for those people that understand what I'm talking about, you know that there's no way that God's voice boomed out of a, you know, out of a candle or, you know, out of a wood fireplace, you know, giving these guys word for word everything to put down in the Bible. The Bible was changed many times. It was rewritten many times. Those people that were in leadership in the day, there were things in the Bible that they didn't want the populace to know about or think about because it was all about control. Jesus, if he was here walking among us today, and in some ways I think he is, would be very unhappy and very upset with what mankind has taken and done with religion. All the thousands and thousands and millions of people that have died in the name of a religious or spiritual belief. All these different religions saying we are the one and true religion. How divisive is that? How controlling are many of these patriarchal churches? Whether they're Catholic, whether they're Mormon, whether they're Methodist, whether they're Baptist, Presbyterian. We have a few women ministers out there. We have a few female Episcopalian ministers out there. But for the most part, it's still very male-dominated. And women are being told, this is what your place is. And they're doing a form of brainwashing of saying, well, women, it says in the Bible that you need to do this. You know, obey your husband. And you need to do this and you need to do that. And I have some friends I love very dearly who have kind of a macho chauvinistic bent, and their wives wink their eyes and like, okay, you know, we'll go along with this to a certain point. But then there comes a point when us women have to put our foot down and say, no, I am your equal. I am your partner. We're supposed to have each other side to side and back to back. And don't get me wrong. I'm no woman feminist. I've seen where the women's liberation movement only had a couple positive things that come out of it. And for the most part, it really disrupted our society. But at the same time, I believe that communication is important. It should go up and down and side to side, just like a cross. And no one person should be over the other. This is why countries like some of the Islamic countries and some of the others, their ways that they treat women, their attitudes towards women is so destructive. We're just going to ignore that in the back. I should have disconnected that, and I didn't even think about doing that. So, basically what I'm just going to do right now here is I'm going to just hang up the phone. And when they try to call, they're going to get a busy signal. In fact, whoever was calling me from Clackamas, Oregon, they're just going to have to wait. So one of the things that some of the people have been writing to me from Oregon, from Idaho, from California, they're saying, you know, Maggie, we don't understand what is going on. Why are there so many people that are angry right now? Well, we were just talking a few minutes ago about judging people, about labeling people, about putting people in categories. So I want to tell you, this was an angry mama. And I was going over some of my social media accounts, and I found this, and I'm going to assume this is a woman that's in Tennessee, though I don't know. But she said that there's a minister in Tennessee, and he's in a place, I want to say it is, well, I'm not going to name the city. Let's just say it's in Tennessee, which it is. And this minister is one of those, what I call, hellfire and brimstone, Bible thumping, screaming, yelling, stomping his foot and throwing his body around the stage. You know, trying to act like he's a real showmanship, okay? It was very upsetting. It was very upsetting to find out that this minister has decided to label people that have disabilities. And how did he do this? Okay. So this is what the mother did. She showed us basically a TV screen in her living room. And she's showing this minister yelling and throwing himself around and stomping on the foot. And I mean, just really trying to cause like this hyped up, hyper attitude among the people that were being entertained. Okay. He reminded me a little bit about Tammy and Jim Baker. For those of you that don't remember, Tammy and Jim Baker, they basically fleeced thousands of people over the years out of a lot of money, and they did some very illegal things. And I think he spent some time in prison, okay? Joel Olsten, who's in Texas, they need to go after this man. He's been creating this mega church with at least a couple church services where he has people there in the thousands and collecting, you know, money during the time you pass the hat. And this man, instead of giving most of that money to the people in the community and around the country and world that really need it, he has got himself living in a multi-million dollar house. To me, that is not what God intended when God allowed him to go into the ministry. These ministers, we don't expect them to be poor. I would like to see every minister out there own his own church and not have to live in a church that is owned by the church building or the board of directors. I would like to see every minister or every priest or whatever have their own home, but not be living in multi-million dollar structures and driving around with you know, Porsches and fancy cars and flying around on Lear jets. That is completely defeating. There's no justification to that when you see so many children in the Appalachian Mountains here in the United States of America that are starving and living in such horrible poverty. When they had that huge storm that came through Texas, you know, they've had a lot of hurricanes and tornadoes and things come through. He's trying to defend himself now, and people are trying to defend him, saying it wasn't true. But we knew it was true. We saw the interview where when all these people were displaced and had nowhere to go to get out from under the weather and the cold, he didn't want to allow them in his huge mega church that looked like, you know, three huge baseball auditoriums into one, because he didn't want them in bringing in dirt or mud from the weather. To me, that is absolutely disgusting. So here is this pastor in Tennessee. His name is Greg Locke, L-O-C-K. Greg Locke has this church in Tennessee called the Global Vision Bible Church. Now, when you Google it on there, you can see that there's some that says Global Vision Baptist Bible Church or Global Vision Bible Church Baptist. What you need to do is you need to look it up on your Google, and you'll see where the name Greg Locke, L-O-C-K, comes up. So what is it that this pastor Greg Locke did that upset this mother and upset me halfway across the United States and so many other family members and people out there? Well, he is a hypocrite, first of all. He turned around and had an affair with his secretary of the church, divorced his wife, and married his secretary. Now that right there, you know, and I don't care if you're Presbyterian, if you're Methodist, if you're Baptist, I don't care what denomination that you subscribe to. I remember years ago, my mother could not take us to church every Sunday, but she insisted we go. And for a couple, 2-3 years, we went with the neighbors who lived clear across the county who were free evangelical because their son was actually taking piano lessons from my mom. And for a few years, and I was put in Catholic schools for 3 years. So that was a kind of interesting experience. My neighbors were Mormon, and we attended the Mormon church with my neighbors and their kids for a couple years. But right across the street, our neighbors were Baptist. And they weren't just Baptist. They were Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists, it appears, are much more conservative, much stricter. And the only thing I liked about going to that Baptist church was during the summer when we had vacation Bible school. Now, even at age 10, 11, 12, I discovered that this Baptist minister was fooling around on the side between Monday and Saturday. Then he would show up in church with his wife, all holy, holier than thou and pious. And yet many of us, including the teenagers, knew he was having an affair. And many people even knew who he was having the affair with. So when we turn around and we see that here's a pastor in Tennessee by the name of Greg Lott, and he's having an affair with his secretary, and gets a divorce and marries his secretary, I consider that not really cool, okay? But what was really bad, and what this mother brought up on social media, was the fact that Greg Locke was attacking people that are autistic. Now, she has an autistic son, and she presented that, and I know people who have kids that are autistic. Hold on. Just a moment, folks. I apologize for this, okay? So, folks, you're going to have to forgive me a moment. We have a little mini emergency going on here. So, anyway, wouldn't you know Murphy's Law, folks? My husband left his phone behind. And one of the security systems can't be activated because only he can do it off of his phone. So we're going to have a little talk when he gets home. So anyway, I apologize for that. But what was happening is that this Greg Locke was attacking, basically I saw it as attacking, his screaming and yelling on stage, saying that when people are autistic, it means that they're possibly possessed. Now, what do I mean by possessed? Yes, possessed by the devil. Possessed by demons. And folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to a station break again. I apologize for that little interruption, and we will be right back in a few minutes.
This old man and me, we're at the bar, and we're having us some beers, and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see. She knows all I cry. Just lying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch. Strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now, thinks only of you, just you.
Oh. Folks, welcome back to the other 30 minutes here of the Concord Hour with Maggie Rose here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I really apologize that that was definitely Murphy's Law. My husband has on his phone this thing that somebody can actually page him, and his phone will go off, and then he's able to activate a part where we have a security system set up. And he also has security set up at one of the veterans organizations that we belong to, of which he's an officer of. And so I didn't know it when he took off to his meeting with my youngest son tonight. He left his phone on the dining room table. And I'm sitting here thinking, somebody's trying to call me, and it says Clackamas, Oregon. And the next thing I know, my daughter-in-law is trying to call me on my cell phone. And I'm like, what's going on here? And of course, she was trying to let me know she was coming to pick up the grandsons. She was trying to get here before 5 o'clock, before we started the show. So I really apologize for that. Again, Murphy's Law. But you know what? That just shows you Maggie Rose has a real life. That I have family and I have obligations and I have things that are going on. And And that's something very important I want you all to understand about both Jeffrey Bennett and myself. Jeffrey has gone through some really, really stressful times in the past few years. And that man, he and I have never met each other in person before. We've known each other long distance for over 25 years. That's a long time. And he has been such a good friend to me. And I just want you all to know that please keep Jeff in your prayers. There's also a lot going on in my own family right now, a lot of really major stressors. And I have an appointment tomorrow. And please, please keep me in your prayers tomorrow about 1:30 Pacific Standard Time. Because I have to be real honest with you, I'm a little bit afraid right now. I'm very concerned, and my husband's going through some things himself, and he's going to be seeing somebody in the near future, a specialist as well. And so if you could please keep JC and I in your prayers, I'd really, really appreciate it. Like I said, I want to be here for all of you. I have my friend, we call her Pack Woman. She's in Australia. I have Patrick in Ireland, where many of my ancestors came from. We have Bridget in Ireland. We have Marcos, who's down in Brazil, who's listening to the show right now, and so many others across the nation and around the world. So I just, again, as I'm trying to say here, we are here not to entertain you. We are here to educate you. We are here to motivate you. We're here to hopefully inspire you and encouraging you to be proactive, not reactive. Did you hear what I said? Be proactive, not reactive. So a good example of that is this pastor that we were talking about on the first 30 minutes of the show, Greg Locke in Tennessee, who's the pastor of the Global Vision Bible Church, who divorced his wife to marry his secretary of the church, and who's decided in one of his recent messages on stage, where he was screaming and yelling and throwing himself around, acting like a real showboat, I call showboating, where he's saying that doctors need to properly diagnose children that are autistic, that if they're autistic, that they are more than likely being possessed. I can't think of anything more insensitive, more vicious, and more cruel than that. This is my opinion. This is not necessarily the views of any of the other broadcasters out there or any of the other networks, including Republic Broadcasting Network. But I actually saw the video on social media. I watched the mother's expressions. She kept playing parts of his sermon that came across her TV set. I was not just shocked or heartbroken. I was appalled. Just giving me one more reason why I do not want to walk into a church of organized religion, especially if it's a hellfire and brimstone Bible-thumping church. Now, there's a couple churches that I've walked into recently. One of them is a wonderful, wonderful pastor by the name of Pastor Dan, and he's not like that. In fact, you know, he shared with a bunch of us his past when he was younger and how he ended up being where he is now. This is a man who doesn't just talk the talk, but walks the walk. And another one is the pastor that I met who traveled all over Oregon and Washington State and California. And we knew him as Pastor Auer, Aaron Auer. And he was a wonderful man. Now, he was definitely what you would call Bible, hellfire and brimstone preaching, but he did it with such a finesse and such grace that you didn't feel like you were having something crammed down your throat. Not like what has been going on with the wokeism that we've been discovering. And as I said the other day, I was talking to somebody that I know very well, and it was shared with me that her son came home and said, "Mom, why is it that they make us celebrate Pride Month all month long? We're forced to walk around all these flags. People, where many of us are told we have to wave these flags, even if we're heterosexual. And we are told that we have to do this all month long to celebrate lesbianism, gayism, whatever. And many of my friends and family members I have also that are gay and lesbian. So that has nothing to do with it. That is, I am not going to reject them. I'm not going to divorce them. I'm not going to throw them away because of their lifestyle. And you may say that, well, they chose this. I do not believe this was a choice. In fact, if you studied the science and you understand what happens in utero, sometimes with the egg developing, and you understand the Y and the Z chromosomes, and you really study the science, then you as a doctor, nurse would understand that for most of them, this is not a choice. It was something maybe that was part of them from the time they were babies. They tried to become socially acceptable by doing what society expected them to do. And therefore, they ended up eventually following whatever they felt their path was. But to shove this on children, to tell us that we should make children question their sexuality when they are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, this is child abuse. And many of my friends and family members who are gay or lesbian will tell you that they consider that child abuse, that they are sick and tired of being lumped in the same category with pedophiles and with the drag queens. And it's very offensive to them because many of these people I know, they are Christians. They are conservatives, believe it or not. So again, this Pastor Locke should be ashamed of himself. For those of you going to the Global Vision Bible Church in Tennessee, maybe you need to reevaluate who your minister is, understanding that what he has done is given your church a black eye. His insinuating, suggesting, even aggressively coming out and basically attacking the doctors and pediatricians that deal with autistic children and insinuating that autistic children are more than likely possessed. To me, that is just absolutely, he should not even be up there on stage. He should not call himself a man of the cloth. He needs to humble himself and he needs to apologize to all people out there with disabilities, especially if they're autistic. Now we're going to change the subject, folks. For those of you that have heard about it recently or may not have known about it, because I have a friend that has spent the last few days in a situation where he was out of all communication and phone range. So therefore, he wasn't even on the internet, okay? And he didn't know about it. And in fact, it's my good friend Chris Brumbles who is extremely upset when I contacted him today and told him. This happened basically, I think it was on the 14th of this month, so it was just a few days ago, in Montana, and it appears that there's a man who owns a gun store, and I don't know, I think his name is Tom, and this gentleman knew that for the last couple years he's been watched very closely by different agencies, photographed, people kind of hovering around his store. And the next thing he knew, the other day on the 14th at 7 o'clock in the morning, he's trying to open his store. And he finds himself surrounded by 18 to 20 IRS, Internal Revenue Service agents, with full rattle battle gear and with their weapons, which we all know they're running around with what we would call fully automatic, okay? And with them were at least two Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents. They told him to immediately go in his store, close the store, and put the close sign up. And they went into his store, and did they take any of his firearms or weapons? Did they take any of his tax records, even though they're trying to say it was a tax issue that they were looking into and investigating? That Homeland Security is involved, and NSA is involved, and the BATF is involved, and Biden has at least 18 IRS agents in his building that are involved. No, they didn't walk away with any of his, you know, personal records or tax records or anything like that. They walked away with all of his 4473s. That's the 4473s. These are the papers that do not state on them what you paid for that firearms at all. It has, though, your name, your address, your phone number, your pertinent information, whether that's a Social Security number, whether that's a driver's license number or your state ID number. So here they walked in to this place in Montana, and they took out and confiscated all of his 4473s. Now, if any of you want to call into the show, I can take one or two quick calls or comments. Please make it quick because we're near the last 15 minutes of the hour. But you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Call in, please, not just to hear yourself to talk, but I want you to call in if you have a comment or a question or something you would like to offer to the rest of the listening audience. They would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 512-248-8252, or you can call 1-800-313-9443 if you have a comment or something that you want to ask or contribute to the show. Now, this man who finds these agents surrounding him and made it very clear that if this is not a bunch of ATF agents trying to get the IRS agents to basically do their dirty work, I don't know what is, okay? What I see going on here is that they are grabbing the records of all the people that have purchased firearms in his store, and now they know what home addresses to go to when Biden starts what he's been threatening to do, is confiscation of people's Second Amendment firearms. So I don't know what any of you think about this. I know that we have a lot of people across the nation, probably in the tens of thousands, that are right now just outraged over this happening, okay? And a lot of people have been writing to me, saying, Maggie, what can we do? I feel that this man was attacked. They feel that he was being set up for something that, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, okay? He's been doing everything legitimately that we know of. And yet, as somebody said, they came in a Soviet-style intimidation method, okay? Armed IRS agents, they make him close the shop. And this man here is only trying to run a business. And as it was, he lost a lot of money that day. This was in Great Falls, and I guess it was last Wednesday. Again, Representative Matt Rosendale of Montana is now demanding answers because he says the group of armed IRS agents were observed raiding and temporarily closing the Montana gun shop in Great Falls last Wednesday. He said, and I quote, "This event..." And this is coming from the representative himself, okay? And this is something that basically all of us feel is true. So we can all basically say, yeah, we agree with this, and this is what we fear is going to be happening across the nation. Quote, "This event is another example of President Biden weaponizing federal agencies to target and harass hardworking Americans for exercising their constitutional rights." He wrote a letter to the leaders of the International Revenue Service and to the leaders of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. At least 20 heavily armed federal agents pulled in behind the Highwood Creek Outfitter. That was the name of it. The Highwood Creek Outfitters store. The owner is Tom Van Hoos. When he arrived on his shop Wednesday, the radio station and TV stations have all been reporting this, including KRTV. They confiscated all the background check forms from the store. Okay, folks? Why would they do that? Does that make sense? It contains sensitive personal information about all customers who ever purchased a gun in that shop. The forms do not include any financial information. So Rosendale said this is an act which is, quote, egregious breach of privacy that showed absolutely no regard for the federal law. Quote, there is no circumstance in which the 4473s would be necessary in an investigation spearheaded by the Internal Revenue Service. And, of course, he's asking them an awful lot of questions. So I don't know how you all feel about it, but I'm outraged, and many people are too. Andy from Texas. Andy, you're on the air.
Well, hey, sweetheart. Thanks for taking my call. But, you know, I really just wanted to call to let the American people who are listening to the show right now know that the largest word in the American language right now is only two letters. It said, it's no. And we should be saying, tell everybody no, pass it on. You know what I mean? You can't screw up no. I mean, you sit at one end of the bar and you talk about oranges, and by the time you get to the other side of the bar, we're talking about bananas. No is not that conclusive. All we have to do is convince people to say no, and therein lies the problem. That's where we should be putting all of our energy at, is teaching people how to say no. This is your life. This is nobody else's life but your life, and you're letting somebody else run it for you right now by their policies and their societal BS, and we should say no to it. And as soon as we do say no to it, we're in business.
Then why are not more people, Andy, saying no? I mean, you down there in Texas, you've tried to say no to a lot of things, and there's a few times your governor, Abbott, has thrown you guys under the bus. So why aren't you guys saying no to him?
Well, the main thing is most people aren't even paying attention to him. That's another problem we have, is people aren't paying attention. People are getting up every morning and doing their everyday lives. You know, they're still going to soccer. They got through COVID, whatever. That was kind of just a little disruption. Now everything's kind of going back to normal again. And, oh, by God, if we get Donald Trump back in, this thing will be over with in their eyes and stuff. It's just the same stuff as before in their eyes. They're not realizing how much further we've gone. But people like yourself, myself, and all of the listeners and whatnot, we understand where the country is going. We can see it going to hell in a handbasket, but the rest of these people can't see any of this stuff. And that's, so, I mean, we got Texas going on down here. How the heck are we going to get these? We got to convince our own legislature to fire themselves by putting this Texas on the ballot to see how it goes. Because eventually they have to go. I mean, people are trying to do stuff. It's just, We haven't got the resources. The courts are rigged now. Everything has gone downhill way further than I ever thought it would. And thank God I caught on to a clue back in 2008 when the banks went to hell. I mean, I caught a clue with 9/11, but when 2008 happened, it affected me because I owned a company that was directly connected to the housing market, and it just bombarded, and that changed my entire life. So, yeah, I got into this stuff, and yes, I've been on the road since April of 2013. I've been all around the country. I've seen more in the last 10 years than I've done in my entire life. I've learned more in the last 10 years than I've done in my entire life. But I came out on the road I figured if I could get my voice out there, talk to anyone and everyone that would listen. And there was a lot of people that listened, and they listened against their will. They really didn't want to hear it, but they were stuck in a cab of a truck because I was hitchhiking or whatnot. They had to hear my voice. And at some point, one of the truckers have told me, shut up. Just shut up. I was that guy. I was really going out there to save the world. And now I'm really PO'd. I'm PO'd because I'm also ex-military and stuff. And I'm disappointed that the people of this country who took the oath to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And there's a clear and concise domestic enemy right now. And we're sitting on our flipping butts, talking on the radio. You know, I've been out shooting weapons and stuff. I'm ready to go. I mean, it's going to come to that. And that's exactly what they want us to do. They want us to come to fisticuffs with them. They want us to shoot at them. And, you know, sooner or later, we got to give them what they want.
Do you believe that I'm wasting my time, Andy, by getting on the radio every Monday and Friday?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I actually am quite thankful that you're there. Thank God for people like you and everybody who's on RBN spewing it. I mean, people have to find RBN. RBN is not being advertised. It's either word of mouth. I mean, I call the radio shows all the time. I tell my friends, and they're like, well, what show do you call? They've never heard of RBN. They've never heard of Rents Radio. They've never heard of Alex Jones, or they heard of Alex Jones, but, he got taken off the air because he's not on the familiar places and stuff. So that's just not happening anymore in their eyes and stuff. So they've done a really good job. You got to give these people who have put this entire program together, you got to give them some kudos. You simply do, because they're driving so slow. You know, it's like grandma driving down a road that's 60 miles an hour and she's going 10 miles an hour. They're going so slow that people aren't realizing that they're stealing something from them every single minute of every single day. Your government's stealing more of your freedom. Just let's drive it slow and they won't notice this. And as they steal our freedom, we retreat. We walk backwards. Okay, well, I don't need that anymore, so I just won't do that anymore.
Well, thank you, Andy. We're coming to the end of the show. Andy, I would like to invite you to call in on Friday when Chris Brumbles and Jim Hoffman, who are also both Army veterans like my husband and myself, would you please call into our roundtable on Friday at the same time?
I certainly will.
Thank you, Andy. Folks, that is Andy from Texas. God bless you, Andy.
God bless you.
Folks, this is Maggie Rose, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. That was Andy from Texas, and we will be back on Friday with Chris Brumbel and with Jim Hoffman in our regular roundtable. And actually, I'm traveling up into Oregon to where Chris Brumbel lives, and I will be doing the show live there, radio, from his kitchen on Friday, and Jim Hoffman and Chris Brumbel will be sitting on either side of me. So we will truly be doing a roundtable at his kitchen table. God bless you all and have a really good evening. And please be safe out there, folks. Keep your powder dry and your heads down. Love you all.
You want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking anymore back. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.